Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you know, when we're looking at our business, we are very precise in our marketing, in our website, in our communications. Every word has to be perfect. Every word has to communicate. We spend a lot of time developing our marketing materials so that they absolutely reach the potential client and they understand why they should do business with us. But, you know, in thinking about this, I'm not sure that anyone has ever said to you that language is important to CEOs, presidents, and business owners' success. We spend a lot of time communicating our business, but do we spend a lot of time thinking how we, as the business owner, personally speak to people? Do we listen to ourselves? Do we listen to the tone of our voice? Do we listen to our language? Do we listen to our vocabulary? Are we clear in our communications? I bet if you think about it, and you think about how many times you've tried to communicate an idea to a business person or a salesperson or someone in your organization in customer service, they didn't understand what you were talking about because your communication wasn't clear. It's really important to understand that when you talk, even though the idea has been formed in your brain, you need to absolutely make sure that you are watching the other person's body language and they're understanding what you're saying. And you even might want to ask them if it's an important issue to repeat back to you what you said so that you know that they're on track. We need to improve communications. Communications is everything. It's one of the things that really changes your business when you are able to talk to someone, where you're able to motivate them, where they're able to understand what you're saying, when they're not just doing something because you say they should do it. You're communicating with them in language that they understand, and they understand the reason why we are doing what we are doing. And then it becomes perfectly logical for them to cooperate. And they don't feel oppressed. They don't feel like you're just absolutely demanding that they do something. Here is why we handle it in this way. Here is what we did. Here is what we need to do. Here's what you need to think about. Here's how you need to handle this in the future, Mr. or Ms. Employee. And if we start doing that and we start really paying attention to what people are saying and what we're saying, then a whole new world opens up. And we also want to pay attention to how do our customer service people, what languages do they use? What language do they use? What words do they use? What words should they stay away from? What words will make things worse rather than make them better? You see how important this is that you truly give it some thought. And when you give it some thought, things will change. You'll find out that you won't be under as much stress because you'll be able to deliver the message that you want to deliver. If you use the proper language and people understand you, you won't have to repeat it twice or maybe six times. So we are always in training mode when we are in business. We're training the people around us. We're training our customers as to how to react to us. Now we need to train ourselves in the art of language by listening to what we're saying, how we're saying it, and think about how we could say it better. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.